Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam?
It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. For Friday, May 3rd, it is a glorious Friday morning. The New York Knicks carrying the flag for New York sports. What a victory in Philadelphia, closing out the Sixers and everybody's favorite goon, Joel Embiid. Knicks win. So many heroes. All the Villanova. Villanova Knicks deliver. I can't believe this. I can't wait to talk about this game. I'm so excited. But I tallied the points for the Villanova Knicks. That would be Josh Hart. That would be Dante DiVincenzo. And that would be Jalen Brunson. Combined, they scored 80 points. Unbelievable stuff. The Knicks, heroic on the road after losing a gut punch in Game 5. New York comes out on top and sends Joel Embiid home. And all I got last night, folks, was, oh, well, I'm glad we lost. Sixers fans, of course. Now Tobias Harris is gone and we can get rid of Joel Embiid. They are turning on Joel Embiid. It's starting. Now, he was allegedly playing on one leg, according to, you know, depending on who you report. He had a solid game, 39 and 13. Did have five turnovers. Fouled out because Kelly Oubre is a straight up buffoon. But nevertheless, a great win for the Knicks. Historic stuff. This is, without question, the most likable Knicks team this century. You've got to go back to the Sprewell, Allen Houston, Patrick Ewing teams of the late 90s to match a team in New York that's been this beloved. Basketball, of course. Nobody ever really cared about the Brooklyn Nets, the New Jersey Nets. Remember the Jason Kidd, Kenyon Martin teams? Those guys, come on. This is a Knicks team that has heart and hustle written all over it. And Jalen Brunson, 41-12. I mean, the guy was extraordinary. Josh Hart hits the big three. He had 16-14-7. He's a 6'5" guard. And he's dominating the glass every night. I mean, and DiVincenzo bounces back. Big threes early. An awesome victory. The Knicks advance. They will face the Indiana Pacers. And while I don't have a pick for this series, my buddy Nico was asking. And I didn't know what to text him because I'm like, I think the Knicks are better. And I think you've got to go, Knicks defense is going to be superior to the Pacers offense. Knicks have home court advantage. But something concerns me about the minutes. I mean, folks, DiVincenzo did not come out of the game. 48 minutes. Josh Hart, 46. Brunson, 44. And these were all in close games. These are OG Anunoby, 45. And now you're going to have to play at a faster pace against the Pacers. Now, fortunately, the Pacers are kind of scattershot and all over the place. They did dispatch the Bucks and Dame Lillard. I think the Knicks are going to be my pick. I don't know that I'm willing to bet it yet. I do think they're going to be exhausted from this series, mentally, physically, everything. And I'm a little nervous. Listen, the Pacers at this point, it took the Sixers six games to say in the fourth quarter, you know what, we're going to run a double at Jalen Brunson and get the ball out of his hands. And wouldn't you know it, it worked. The Knicks took an eight-point lead, and the Sixers stormed back as a double Brunson, and nobody else could really make a play. And then Brunson just said, oh, I'm getting doubled. I'll just split the double or do something crazy and do that. And Brunson was just, he just beat it. He is just such a cerebral, smart player. And I know like the league is being taken over by Euros who are, you know, kind of largely below the rim guys, not incredible athletes, but just make it look easy. Jokic, Luka. And I think Jalen Brunson has their game. I mean, he had a three-point play in the lane where you're just like, how does he even get the shot off? How is he making these shots? And Brunson, I don't see how you can't not root for him. To me, he reminds me of, like, he is the, I don't want to say modern, but he is like the new Steph Curry. He is an undersized, below-the-rim guard who everybody likes, who is was a college superstar, and a lot of people passed on him in the draft. Curry didn't fall, obviously, that far. He still went top 10. But Brunson has Steph Curry vibes, and I think it's easy to root for this kid, man. I'm a huge fan. They only got 5 points on their bench, and Thibodeau just rode the starters. Tyrese Maxey, by the way, returned to earth after the heroic 46 points. He 17 points on 18 shots. It was the Buddy Hield show. Wouldn't you know it? Buddy Hield, who I believe had 2 points in the entire series. He didn't even play in game five. And then he comes off the bench, hits six threes, finishes with 20 points. He's the reason they were in this game. I mean, Tobias Harris, oh my gosh. 29 minutes, 0 for 2 shooting, 0 points. Not a great final line for your final game, allegedly, for Tobias Harris. I can't imagine that he's back. Kyle Lowry, such a fixture early in the series, a mere 13 minutes. They went with Batum and Hield with a sprinkling of campaign, but it doesn't matter. Sixers are done. They're out. I think we'll get into the Joel Embiid stuff later. I can't see them trading him. That's my early lean. I think Daryl Morey knows you need stars in this league to win. And when they were healthy with Embiid in the regular season, they were really freaking good. Embiid was the MVP the year prior. So my guess is they will, you know, basically just reshape the team around Embiid and Maxey. And I think they make a real big run at Paul George. And I would not be shocked if they tried to make a run at Kevin Durant. If he's available, as everybody thinks he will be. This is a GM in Daryl Morey who likes to go after big guys. He's not in the market of dumping big guys. So I can't see Embiid going anywhere. And Maxey looks like he's ready to pop as a big-time player. By the way, file this away for the draft next month. There's a kid at Kentucky named Rob Dillingham who was just like Maxey, just like Jamal Murray, big-time high school player, showed flashes at Kentucky, but was largely reined in by Calipari. And then they get to the league, and then after like 2 or 3 years, you're like, oh, damn, who was stopping this guy? How did he not dominate college basketball? Oh, that's right, he was a Calipari guard on loaded teams, and they really divided the ball up. Remember the name Rob Dillingham, Kentucky. He's going to be in the mix to go first overall. But this isn't about the Sixers or Kentucky. It's about my Knicks. Rob G, I have so many positive things to say about the Knicks. How about this stat? The 76ers were the first team to trail by 20-plus points in the first half and then lead at halftime, and that's in the last 25 postseasons. So the Knicks weathered that and still won. The Knicks were up 8 with about 2:30 left. Waste that lead and then still win. The toughness and the grit and the resilience from these Knicks, Rob. Listen, I know you're an LA guy. You got to admit, with the Lakers out, the paperclips on their way out, I'm assuming you're officially rooting for the Knicks.
1,000%. As I put on Twitter late last night on Thursday, if you don't rock with the Nova Knicks, then we cannot be friends. Because they are everything that I want in a basketball team. They're gritty. They're tough. They have big balls by the way that they play. They talk trash and they play for each other. I go back to that Athletic column or poll a couple of weeks ago where the players are asked, who's the one coach that you would least like to play for outside of your own? And 3-time champion Tom Thibodeau led the pack again. I would love to know if any of the people who respond to that poll have ever spoken to Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart and DiVincenzo, because those guys leave it all out on the floor when they play. It doesn't matter if they're up 10, they're down 10, if it's the first minute of the game or the last 20 seconds. Those guys are going 100 miles an hour, diving on the ground, going for loose balls, attacking the offensive glass. It is so easy to root for this team. And I'm glad that they moved on and they did it at the expense of Joel Embiid, because he and the style of play that he has is so easy to root against. But again, shout out to the Knicks. The story here, though, again, Jalen Brunson. Brunson, after that miserable first two games of the series, but actually went up 2-0 despite his performance. Over the last four games, 41.8 points, 10.3 assists on 49% shooting. He became the first player to score at least 37 points in four consecutive playoff games since, wait for it, Michael Jordan in 1993.
Ooh, a Michael Jordan reference? Wow.
Here's another one. You know how many players had at least 35 points and 10 assists in three games in a single postseason series? Jalen Brunson, Oscar Robertson, end of list. Like, we are not just talking about a great player. We're not just talking about an all-star player, an all-NBA player. We're talking about an all-time great player type performance from Jalen Brunson in this postseason so far. He is everything that the New York Knicks had hoped for and more when they cleared out the decks to sign him. He has proven guys like me wrong who thought that they were making a mistake by moving heaven and earth to try to get him in free agency. I was like, what? It's not like you're getting prime LeBron. Like, I don't understand why you're trading this guy and trading that guy, moving back in the draft so you can get some salary cap space. Jalen Brunson is the star that New York has been waiting for, and I am praying that we get Knicks Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals so that he can be the one to shove the stake through the heart of the Boston Celtics fans.
Yeah, well, it's nice to have you on my side, Rob.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Interesting. I didn't see this anywhere else. Henry Abbott, who's been a guest here on the podcast, had an interesting take. He was he ranked the NBA teams by payroll. And I think the findings are interesting. For whatever reason, the teams with the highest payroll are on the struggle bus big time. So number one was the Warriors. They got ousted in the play-in. Number two is the Paperclips. They're likely going to be dusted here in a moment. Number three, Phoenix Suns, out. Four is Boston. They're alive. Five is the Bucks. They're done. Six is Denver. They're probably going to go to the finals. Seven, Miami, out. Eight, Lakers, out. Nine, Bulls.
lost in the play-in, 10 Knicks advancing. So only 1, 2, 3. We'll give, assuming the Clippers lose tonight, we'll give 3 out of the top 10 payrolls. 3 out of the top 11, Portland's 11, are still alive. Minnesota's 12 and Dallas is 13. But adding to that, Rob, if you're looking at the big picture NBA, when you see this, the payroll, I wonder if this whole second apron nonsense, which I'm not going to waste time trying to explain, is having value. Because two teams last summer added big-time stars, okay? Damian Lillard goes to Milwaukee. I mean, Damian Lillard, Hall of Famer, lock, Portland icon, playoff legend. I mean, the guy, Damian Lillard, superstar in the league, top 10 player for sure, last summer. Goes to Milwaukee. They lose in the first round. Now, they didn't have Giannis. You can put an asterisk if you want. The other big move was Bradley Beal finally leaving Washington for Phoenix. And you guys can knock Bradley Beal all you want. He had been an all-NBA player. He's been an all-star. He's a top 20 player in the league for sure last summer. Okay? They lose in the first round. You start to wonder, Rob, has the super team stuff just kind of maxed out? And you need more balance the way, say, the Nuggets are balanced. Minnesota's is got the youth, but like building through the draft seems like it's going to become en vogue here, pretty popular once again.
Kind of. I think that that argument would hold a lot more water if the prohibitive favorites coming out of the Eastern Conference, the Boston Celtics, weren't built like a super team. They have two guys, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, who are homegrown, all-star, all-NBA players. And the other three starters around them are either all-stars or guys who are on the fringe of all-stars in Derek White. Last I checked, they did not draft Derek White, Jrue Holiday, and Kristaps Porzingis. They traded for them.
Yep.
They acquired them. So if you want to say the player-generated super team doesn't work out because when you have three max level guys and you have to finagle your way to make it happen, then sure.
Well, okay, but hold on. That's a good point because the way Denver is built, Jokic, Murray, and Porter were drafted. They got Aaron Gordon, who was a top five pick via trade, and KCP was, I guess the Lakers had given up on him like idiots. And then the other big team is Minnesota. Jaden McDaniels drafted, Cat drafted, Ant Edwards drafted, but Conley and Gobert were via trade. I don't know if Conley was free agent or trade. But I guess maybe the move is to go hybrid. It's almost impossible.
Sure.
To have fully homegrown team. Like OKC is, actually they might be, right?
They're the homegrown team, yeah. But so far they haven't done anything yet.
That's correct.
So I think the only way that that works, and again, without getting too deep into the salary cap structure and all how that stuff works, is you have to really hit on somebody in the draft to even have a chance for this.
Yeah.
Boston hit on both Tatum and Brown. Minnesota obviously hit on Anthony Edwards. So Phoenix, even if you're saying Phoenix is flaming out, they hit on Devin Booker and then they surround him with other guys. Mm-hmm. The Lakers, you know, I hate to bring it back to the Lakers, but the Lakers are the team that's like the antithesis of that.
Wait a minute, Austin Reeves, bro.
Austin Reeves, he wasn't even drafted.
That's
if you
right.
want to play that card.
Free agent.
But it was like, hey, we cleared the decks to sign LeBron. We traded all of our young talent for AD. And then from there, you're kind of really playing catch up. Like you need the veteran minimum guys that you get to really be home runs for your team to play out the way to match up with these other two teams. So what the Lakers had to do was almost in reverse with the Westbrook trade is consolidate that third star to get 3, 4, 5 depth players and hope, since you're not going to be drafting at the top of the draft anymore, that somebody you get late in round one, or in this case, Austin Reeves, you get him undrafted, he can be the third star type player. But it's a really, really narrow needle to thread right there.
Yeah. I'm just looking. You're right. OKC is fully homegrown. But let's see how they do against Dallas, which, you know, has Kyrie as kind of a hired gun, if you will. But and then they added Gafford and another guy at the deadline. But
PJ Washington.
That's right. Right. PJ Washington. But, like, you're right. You need to be drafting guys. The thing is, I don't think a lot of guys can duplicate what LeBron does. He goes to your team and you're instantly a finals contender. And I think anybody would take that. The thing is, does anybody else, can they just bounce around the league and instantly make a team a finals contender?
Jokic.
Yeah, but he's not bouncing around the league.
Right.
LeBron is. Kevin Durant and KD, is bouncing. They're the only guys. I don't know that KD's doing that. So big win. The Pacers thing, listen, Pacers blow out the Bucks. Whatever. The only interesting storyline from this is what happened with Patrick Beverley, who we know is just a colossal clown.
You mean a couple of things happened with Patrick Beverley, but go ahead.
Okay, I only saw one with 2.5 minutes left in the game. For some reason, a basketball ends up going to Patrick Beverley, and some, I guess there was like a two girls and two guys, maybe like 15 feet from Beverley. On the other side of the bench, closer to midcourt. Beverly's at the end of the bench. And Patrick Beverley just throws a basketball at this woman, hits her in the side of the head. She wasn't even looking. She's stunned. And the guy gets it, and he's like, what are you doing? What's happening? So the guy tosses it back to Beverley. Tosses, not throws. Tosses. Beverley chucks it back at them. It's like, well, what are you doing? The game's still happening here. And we know Patrick Beverley is a sore loser, always has been. Runs his mouth on social media. Pascal Siakam got him on social media and was like, yeah, 1-2-3 Cancun, buddy. I tried to tell you. I don't know. I've never been a huge Pat Beverley guy. I know he's one of those classic, you don't want to face him, but you want him on your side. I don't even know if you want him on your side, man. He's such a clown. What was the other thing that he did besides throwing a basketball at a woman who was not expecting it?
Well, the other one, depending on your perspective, might even be more egregious. So in the post game, he's at his locker, you know, conducting his press conference. Because he's not one of the guys who gets to go to the actual podium. He has to do it from the locker room. He's one of those level of players. No disrespect to Pat Bev. But during the scrum, a female reporter tries to ask him a question. And he turns and looks at her very seriously and says, do you subscribe to my podcast? And she says, no. He says, well, then you can't interview me because you don't subscribe to my pod. Then he moves on to the next reporter.
He just started to lose it, huh?
He really is.
Classic meltdown. Like, you get worked. Shout out to Damian Lillard for trying to play. He gave it his all. You know, you're obviously worried about guys. Fine, but the Bucks never had a chance. Like, first quarter, Pacers hit a bunch of threes, and I don't think it was that they ever cut it to single digits in the second half. But shout out to Damian Lillard. The guy's tough. Ended up playing 35 minutes, 28 points. Like, I mean, that's impressive as hell. They don't have enough. I don't know where the Bucks go from here. Very interesting situation for Giannis. Looking at this team, they lose in the first round again. He's hurt again. I'm not ready to give, like, you know, I've been calling Joe Burrow Glass Joe because of all his injuries. I don't know, man. This is 2 years in a row. Giannis is hurt in the first round. I would love if the NBA just chopped 10 games off the regular season. It won't happen. But I'm sorry. I need the stars available in the playoffs. The playoffs are what matter. The playoffs are great. I mean, I'll be honest. The Knicks series and the Lakers series provided, a total of five absolutely thrilling games that went down to the wire that were better than any five regular season games. So what am I doing having the stars out in the playoffs? I know you're anti-load management and we're not going to go down this road, but I need my superstars in the playoffs. And if you could play fewer games, I think it helps. I don't have science to back that up, but I mean, logic would tell me fewer games equals probably in better shape come the postseason. But yeah, like Pacers will be at full strength against the Knicks, who will not have Julius Randle. I looked at their regular season box scores. You can't really get much from them. Pacers got them late in the season. Pacers got them earlier in the season. Knicks got them in the middle of the season. They played on February 1st, but Pascal Siakam had not gotten to Indy at that point. Jalen Brunson averaged 39 in three games against the Pacers, so they're going to have to... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Pascal Siakam did play in the second meeting. I just don't know who Jay Smith is on the Indiana Pacers. Who is he? He led them in scoring. Jalen Smith. Wow.
Former Suns lottery pick, I think, Jalen Smith.
There you go. Top 10 pick.
There you go.
He's barely played in the Milwaukee series, but he scored 20 against the Knicks in February. Go figure. So I don't know, Rob. Any early lean there?
Well, quickly before I mention, obviously I'm leaning Knicks. You know I'm bleeding blue and orange right now as we speak. You know, purple and gold armor got put in the closet, so I'm all Knicks all the time moving forward. But I saw this tweet. I think you'll appreciate it. Brendan Vaught, I think is his name. He somewhere out of Denver, put out this so poignant tweet about Doc Rivers that I just had to read it to you and share it with the masses. Honestly, hat tip to Doc Rivers for taking an insane amount of money to lose, knowing he was going to lose the whole time, telling us he was going to lose the entire time, and then actually losing.
Oh, gosh.
Shout out to Doc Rivers, man.
I mean, he didn't have Giannis, so I can't beat him up. I mean, if you want to start talking about blown 3-1 leads, sure, we could do that. But I
thought that was funny.
That for that.
I mean, he was warning us for months now.
He was.
Doc was telling you, hey, you got this, is not going to work. I wouldn't worship this on my worst enemies. And then, you know, he closes ahead and finishes the season under Doc Rivers. The Bucks were in the bottom half of the league in offensive rating, defensive rating, net rating, and record. And then obviously knocked out in round one. So shout out to Doc Rivers, still securing the bag, even as he's.
It's all about securing that bag, Rob.
Wildly disappointing.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
So I guess basically Pacers, Cavs. I actually think Pacers are going to, I'm sorry, not Pacers, Magic, Cavs. I think the Magic are going to win tonight. I bet on my, I told you yesterday, -3. That's long gone. It looks like it's at this point 4. Magic 4 and then Mavs favor by 8. I guess that's a sign that the books think the Paperclips are just going to roll over after getting shell-shocked by 30. Now remember, Luka does have that killer instinct. He went into Phoenix and beat the Suns by 30. He does know how to put teams away. I don't think they're going to... I mean, listen, Paul George, you know he would love to drop a 40-burger in a loss because he's looking at, hey... The Clippers don't want to give me the max deal. Hey, Orlando. Hey, Philly. I would love a max deal. Can you please hook me up? So I think Paul George will go all out. This is the time, though, when James Harden turns into a pumpkin. So I like the I would go Mavs Magic money line parlay tonight. And then Saturday's tougher, man. This Timberwolves Nuggets series has me kind of twisted. I'm just going to get chalky with it and go Nuggets cover the spread in game one, but it's going to be a fascinating series. So I would go Magic tonight, Magic Mavs moneyline parlay, and then I would go Nuggets covering 4 on Saturday.
Okay. I haven't even honestly looked at the Saturday slate like for the odds for me to really make an educated guess on that one. I'm staying away from the Cavs Magic game, point blank period, even though I picked the Cavs to win the series in six games, I believe. So this would line up exactly the way I predicted it. I just don't have a good feel for this series because each game feels like a totally independent entity from the other ones. Like, it doesn't feel like there's a flow to this series to the same way that we saw in the Knicks Sixers. Like, we knew every game was going to be a rock fight. It was going to come down to the final minute and who can execute. Like, this doesn't, I don't get that vibe at all. So I'll do something I almost never do. I'm going to do what's called a same game parlay.
Oh no. What's
on Clippers Mavs? I'm taking Mavs first quarter. I'm taking Mavs first half. I'm taking Mavs money line. I'm taking Mavs giving up the 7.5. This is going to be a bloodbath. This is going to be not quite game seven Suns Mavs from a couple of years ago, but Dallas is going to roll in this one. Luka Doncic might have a 25-point triple-double in the first half. That's what I'm expecting from him coming up here on Friday night.
I'm sure Monday we'll be able to talk about it, but we both like the Mavs. So where are you on Mavs OKC? Like, any lean or no?
Oh, Dallas, easy.
Easy?
Luka's great, number one. OKC is just so young. Like, it is... It never happens. You never see a team that young advance to the postseason, advance deep in the postseason, without taking their lumps at some point. Like, Steph and Clay had to lose to the Clippers a few times, right? Shaq and Kobe had to lose to the Jazz a couple of times. That's the process. And the OKC is going to be good for a really long time, but they will not be getting out of the second round this year.
Lu Dort against Kyrie or Luka. Lu Dort's a problem. SGA, like, I don't know who matches up against SGA. I don't think it's going to be that easy. That's going to be a good series. I'll go Mavs in six. Yeah, because six would be in Dallas since OKC has home court advantage. Yeah.
I like how we're already picking the series before the series is even over with Clippers Mavs.
And I got to give a shout out to my Mexican soccer team, Necaxa. Thrilling victory in penalty kicks to advance out of the play-in. They were the 9-10 play-in game, Rob. So now they advance to play the winner of the 7-8 play-in game this weekend. And I don't know, they didn't play great in the play-in, but they got the dub in PKs. And I'm very excited for... No, I didn't go to the playoff game, obviously, in Aguascalientes, Mexico. I mean, hell, it's like twisting an arm at Fox to get a day off.
Just jump on Colin's jet.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure.
You know a guy. It's okay. Make it happen.
I know a guy. Anyway, so yeah, shout out. Everybody have a fun weekend. No NFL draft this weekend. By the way, Mother's Day's coming up. I did go on flowers.com this week, and I just put in the orders. And you got to do it early, because once that window for the early days go, they start charging you for like the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they jack up the shipping rates and just for delivering on that day. So I got the delivery early, Wednesday. You're getting your flowers early.
That's
yeah,
right.
I'm looking to save $15.
That's a veteran move.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, and you got to go to Retail Me Not, so you can obviously pull the coupon for an extra 15%. You know Retail Me Not, right, Rob?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You got to go there. They have the flowers.com. And then you send it to the moms and the wife and whoever. Jump off, side piece, you know.
See, I'm the lucky ones because I have a young enough child where literally anything handmade by the kid is like the best gift you can give to your wife at this age. So I got like another year of that. So I'm going to really cash it in.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy the weekend. Back Monday.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.